You know, we try our best to let you know of all the big charity walks that are going on across the town. And this weekend, there's another one, Light the Night, with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And actually, I have friends who have a team. So Katie and Sina are here in studio. Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, let's talk about it because is the team Silent Warriors or is that like a brand of Light the Night? Which one is it?
Yeah, so we named our team Silent Warriors because really we're not doing it for recognition. We just kind of want to be in the backdrop, helping raise funds and bring awareness to those fighting with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and Hodgkin's disease. So,
and the idea is to just raise as much money as possible this weekend for research and for treatment. That's why we do this walk, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Bring awareness, obviously, and raise money in the walk,
yeah.
During the walk, to help families and patients fighting one of those awful diseases, blood cancers.
Are we trying to get people to donate specifically to the Silent Warriors team, or are we just hoping people will sign up and throw cash at the Leukemia Lymphoma Society? Which one are we going? What is the goal of today?
You want the selfish answer?
Yeah.
We obviously want to raise as much money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So dear friends like Katie and others have jumped on my team. And there is a little friendly competition, so we do an executive challenge, which I'm a part of, with some other great community members.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is that component of it, and that's where the Silent Warriors comes in. But otherwise, come down. To register for the walk is actually free, so anyone can come down, register, and they'll receive a lantern. There's three different colored lanterns, so white is for survivors, yellow is in memory of, and red is for those in support. So you'll get the appropriate color, whichever color you want, and we take it from there.
Jackson Monroe, have you ever been to Light the Night?
No.
No, I haven't.
It's a different style of walk because it is. It's at night, and you get these lanterns, and it is, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, and powerful when you start to see those who have been affected by it.
Right, especially the survivors circle at the beginning,
oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, so, it really is.
Everyone with their white lanterns.
Well, Sina, tell me, obviously there's some kind of drive behind this. So what is making you be here and be a part of this team?
Yeah, so I've been involved with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society for the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just this year, I joined their board of trustees. And kind of my why is I want kids to be kids. And blood cancers are one of the top killers, number one killers for kids. And it doesn't get the recognition a lot of times. And so my why is kind of I want kids to have normal childhoods and not be fighting for their lives. So.
Yeah. Katie, what about you? What's your why?
Sina drugged me into it.
She's an amazing friend and a fearless supporter.
Yeah, absolutely. Sina doesn't. He's very humble. He doesn't give himself the credit that he deserves. He ran for Man of the Year a few years ago, and I was on his team when he was raising funds for that, which is LLS-driven as well. And just to see the impact that LLS has on the patients themselves, the research that happens and they actually are finding cures. So, the money is impactful and goes towards what the foundation is meant to do.
Actually trying to do, which is so cool. I'll tell you, so Jen's grandfather passed away of lymphoma. And so, we give every month and we get a newsletter to talk about the progress that it's made over the 10 years since he has passed away. And it is incredible leaps and bounds of what the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, what they've done and what they've raised for. So I think this is a great cause.
Yeah, LLS is, they're celebrating their 70th year this year, and they kicked off the Children's Initiative. So even more money going towards kids. So you mentioned some of the improvements since the 90s, there's been a 20% increase in survival rates.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Since the inception, since the 1940s, there's actually a 90%, over 90% survival rate especially for kids fighting some of those AML, CMLs, and some of those cancers. Definitely making some improvements.
So if you want to donate, specifically to the Silent Warriors team, awesome. If you just want to be a part of the walk, the Light the Night this weekend, either way, what's the best website to go to, Sina, to do this?
So lightthenight.org. If you do want to donate to the Silent Warriors, you can actually look up our team, Silent Warriors. It'll pull up our names, and you can click on any of our names and donate to our page there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, hopefully we'll see you at 5:30 on a Saturday.
And I have a blog post up as well at mix1051utah.com.
It's such a cool
I don't know if we mentioned, but the walk is free.
Walk is free.
Yeah.
Come down and support. Just see the lanterns and
yeah, I want to just go see the lanterns.
Yeah, completely. Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you.